This is KCUR 89.3. Best-selling Lawrence author Bryn Greenwood's new novel is about an autistic knight in shining armor, a penniless waitress in Wichita, and a sister kidnapped by escaped convicts. KCUR contributor Anne Kenigadorf spoke with Greenwood about her book's unlikely heroes.
Georgia, who goes by Z, thank goodness, so I don't have to say Georgia too many times, she and Gentry meet at physical therapy. Will you explain how he ends up following her and caring for her?
Well, she's at physical therapy because she had a really bad injury in a motorcycle wreck. And she's in a rough spot in that she does not have anyone in her life who's for whom she is their priority. And so her sister is sort of taking care of her, but Z constantly finds herself, you know, without a ride or without any sort of personal care. And Gentry, like me, hears voices and has heard voices for...
Oh, you hear voices too?
Yeah, so I'm familiar with that experience.
Okay, I wondered.
And it's a thing that in America people really associate it with, like, severe mental illness, when in reality lots of people hear voices and they just go on with their life.
Okay.
So, and for Gentry, one of the more rational voices is like, okay, well, you know, your duty here is to be her champion.
So Z has very, very little to her name. She deals with constant financial instability and a lot of social navigation to figure out how to meet her own basic needs. And I don't recall that she exactly ever complains about her situation. She's just tired and doesn't know anything else. So it's funny that she ends up literally championed by a knight in shining armor, since she's not the kind of person who would want that.
My grandmother said this once. She said, "Not everyone is meant to be protected." And I think that Z has always been in that position where she doesn't get protected. She is in the role of protector. And so to have that reversed is really confusing for her.
And your last book, All the Ugly and Wonderful Things, that hinges on a super inappropriate relationship, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so I'm thinking about the relationship then between Georgia and Gentry. It almost seems like that could also be seen as super inappropriate by some people.
Yeah, there are people for whom it's incredibly inappropriate for me to have written a story that involves a sexual relationship between someone with autism and someone who does not have autism. So there's this sense, I think, for some people that autistic people, no matter how high-functioning, no matter how intelligent, that they are somehow other to a degree that people don't think a person should write about them in that way.
Well, at one point he says, "I'm bound to thee by my oath and my flesh."
Well, for him, it's very much about the fact that he has viewed himself for several years now simply as her champion. Z, because she's trying to figure out, okay, well, what does this guy want from me? For her, her fallback is, well, you know, fine, sex. Okay, so guys want that. And for Gentry, that's really far outside of what he has expected from this relationship. And so for him, that has taken this to this extra level where he's like, okay, well, I have now, you know, made this oath to you, not just, you know, verbally, not just with my heart, but with my body as well.
How much are you willing to say about what Loren has gotten herself into?
Loren is abducted, by all accounts, by two inmates who are escaping from state prison. As the story unfolds, it becomes a little more obvious that Loren might have been more personally involved with one of the inmates if she trusted him and he was, you know, bound and determined to commit an act of violence to escape. Well, what could her sister have done to stop it? Of course, eventually when she finally meets with and speaks to her sister, discovers that indeed her sister was involved. However, marginally, her sister was a willing participant in this escape.
Ultimately, do you see this as a love story?
Certainly, it's a love story that's beyond the romantic.
That was KCUR contributor Anne Kenigendorf speaking with Lawrence author Bryn Greenwood, whose new book is called The Reckless Oath We Made.